Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
Good evening and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason and it's time again for the weekly installment of the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues that you can hear every Friday. And I know I said we would start at 10 o'clock, but scheduling is, well, you know, it's one of those things. We're starting at 10:30, I think, for the next couple of weeks anyway. So between 10:30 and midnight, Shake a Tail Feather can be heard weekly. And yeah, so aside from that, everything else I promised is true. We just heard the Panic Buttons with Oh Wow, and that off of a soul jazz compilation from some years ago of early Philadelphia music. Philadelphia Roots, the sound of Philadelphia funk soul and the roots of disco, pardon me, 1965 to 73. And yeah, so that's kind of setting the tone in a way, because we're going to do a Northern Soul Night. And I know recently, locally, there's been a lot of increased or a rebirth of interest in Northern Soul music at a few different venues, notably the Biltmore and the Astoria. Usually the third Thursday and Saturday of the month, respectively. And partly because of that, and also because I've managed to check out a couple of these scenes of late, I have with me as a guest Ian Gregson, who is a DJ over at the Classics Dance Party at the Biltmore once a month. Also founding member of the local group, the All Nighters, that I know I've played some time ago, but quite often whenever I focused on local and Canadian content. Also a veteran of the Wigan Northern Soul scene, you know, one of the original Northern Soul scenes around back in the 70s. Welcome, Ian.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, and so we've got some Northern Soul to play for you, and we'll be... You need...
that's good.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're going to be getting into some Northern Soul of various kinds, particularly the tracks that you would have heard at the Wigan back in the day, but we're also going to talk about the All-Nighters. And locally, you know, this kind of renewed interest in soul music, which apparently even on the BBC, it's been cited as, you know, there's been some kind of a soul renaissance.
Yes, certainly was last week on the Craig Charles Funk and Soul show on BBC Radio 6, which is kind of a mainstay for anybody who's want to listen to funk and soul anywhere in the world, because it obviously goes out online.
Yeah.
It was said that Vancouver is having a renaissance of funk and soul, and particularly northern soul.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's great to be riding a bit of a wave at both the Astoria and the Biltmore now.
Right, and Goldie's, of course, tomorrow, which I'll say more about. And it is good to hear, actually, because I remember thinking, could it happen again? Could people develop some interest in Northern Soul music? Because it's very, very danceable. Northern Soul, for the uninitiated, yes. It's named for the fact that it was popular in Northern England in the 70s. Unlike when we say Southern Soul, which is named that way because it comes from the Southern U.S.
Right.
So,
got to get your geography right.
That's correct. That's correct. But typically, it's Motown-sounding material, sometimes from Motown, although lesser-known tracks, and I know I've played some of them here when we've done Motown nights. But also, there were a lot of other labels that produced, obviously, material that was influenced by that kind of tempo. That kind
right.
of.
Well, there's so much music going around in that 60s period, right, from about 1962 to about 1974.
Right.
And it really, honestly, I mean, it was Wigan Casino's scene played pretty well anything but Motown. And Motown was actually kind of frowned upon because it was kind of, as you know, the scene really pushed for the very rare and obscure.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the Motown stuff was because the nature of the label was very prominent. And there was quite a few Motown songs that were very, you know, were popular.
Right.
But basically, the rarer and more hard to find the song, the better. And, you know, it got a bit silly sometimes that, you know, some songs like the theme to Joe 90 or something like that, or Hawaii 5-0 became some kind of quasi-Northern Soul hit. But then again, on the flip side of that, you had a song like, which sold for, you know, recently sold last year, I think, for £30,000.
Pounds, never mind dollars, pounds.
And, so it's a very interesting scene, and I think that's why it's seeing a big renaissance, not only in the UK, but also around the world. The soul clubs in Sweden, Italy, Eastern Europe, Spain, you know, all across the United States. And there's a few in Canada as well. Winnipeg, Toronto have a few. They combine it with scooter clubs and whatnot.
Right.
But, yeah, we are seeing a big renaissance in this music. And I think it's mainly down to because the modern music, contemporary music these days, so computer-oriented. We have...
Right.
You know, it's hard to get musicians, and I think people really long for that. They want to hear that old kind of sound.
Right.
You know, somewhat more organic.
Yep.
And they want to get back to something that is very kind of earthy and very, very, you know, very, you know, good, simple rock and tune. And that's a lot of this Northern Soul comes from that. Right? It's not quiet music. It's good dance music. It's in that tempo of about 110 to about 130, 135 beats per minute.
Right.
And, you know, people love it. It's really good to dance to, and that's probably one of the, you know, the classic Northern Soul sound.
Right. Right. So the track we're going to get to right now is off of a compilation. Kent Dance is one of my favorite labels, actually. The whole Ace Kent thing is something I'm really quite infatuated with right now. I'm looking to collect as many of these as possible. This is called Urban Expansions Presents Once Upon a Time in Wigan, and it is 24 tracks.
This was actually a play.
Oh, what's
so it? They made a play called Once Upon a Time in the Wigan. This is basically the background music to it.
Oh, okay.
And the choreographer and producer was a fellow by the name of Paul Sadeau.
Right.
And I got to meet him down in Seattle back in 2007 when they had a big Rare Soul 45 weekender down there. And they brought a whole bunch of guys over from the UK, Manchester, Wigan area. Mm-hmm. And Paul was there. I had a good chat with him. And I'd heard of Once Upon a Time in Wigan. Because I'm from Wigan. So
right, of course.
Anything that rings a bell with Wigan is going to get my attention.
Yeah.
And there's actually two CDs. This is the far better volume one.
Okay.
And this first track, Breakaway, is fairly bombastic in nature.
Right.
Very powerful. Lots of very soundtracky.
Okay.
And I think it's fairly typical of the great energy that Wigan Casino had going for it.
Great. Okay, so we're going to hear that and probably a couple tracks after that. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And my name is Jason. My guest is Ian Gregson. And this is the Steve Carman Big Band featuring Jimmy Radcliffe with Breakaway Part 1.
Just seems to be crowding me. I got to make a break. That's it, brother. Break out of the whole sick scene. Be on my own. Yeah, no hang-ups. Free. Like Breakaway. That's how I'm gonna do it. That's what it's all about. Breakaway. Yeah.
Baby, I'm coming home in the morning. yes I will. I'm coming home in the morning. Right on, baby. Oh, yes I will. I wrote my baby's specialty, and told her I didn't know her love was that strong. If she'd had just a little patience, baby, I was surely coming home. And I'm coming home in the morning. Oh, yes, I will. I'm coming home in the morning. I'm gonna ease the pain in your heart. Nevermore will I trouble this land. So I'm oh baby, we'll be right back.
The soaring falsetto voice of Eddie Holman of Hey There Lonely Girl fame and a number of other songs. I Surrender was the name of that one. And before that, we heard Frankie Valli. Yes, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, who actually were on VJ when they recorded. So, but anyway, a song called The Night and Lou Pride before that with I'm Coming Home in the Morning. And before that, the Steve Carman Big Band featuring Jimmy Radcliffe, Breakaway Part 1, all of those on a Kent Dance compilation from a number of years back called Urban Expansions Presents Once Upon a Time in Wigan, played by Mick Martin. And this was the soundtrack to this play. So a play about the Wigan scene in particular in Northern Seoul. That is because, well, my guest, Ian Gregson, is a veteran of that particular scene. And we were just talking off the air about the Wigan. And, you know, we hear about these places on this side of the Atlantic and, you know, their names. We know their venues. Of course, I have personally no idea what it was like actually walking into the venue, what the atmosphere was like, what the building was like.
I can paint a kind of a picture of it. Wigan is an industrial town. Coal mining, rugby. Now has a decent first Premier Division soccer team, but back in those days it didn't.
But
the joke was that you could kick a soccer ball and it would eventually, you know, fall down a mineshaft wherever you were playing.
Right.
It was highly industrialized, big industrial revolution town.
Right.
But for some reason, soul music really picked up in that town. And one of the main guys behind that was a fellow by the name of Russ Winstanley, who in the early 70s was playing at the rugby club. And Wigan is a big rugby town. And he was looking for a venue. But he'd been, he started at a place, was inspired by a place called the Twisted Wheel in Manchester, which was playing at the time in the mid-60s when it was current.
Oh, okay.
And so he would go and hang out there, and the Twisted Wheel and a place down in Stoke as well. And so they, you know, there's a couple of venues going playing the music of the day, which of course was imported American music,
right?
And you know, predominantly by black artists, which, you know, in the 60s in Britain was, you know, a bit of a revolution, shall we say?
Right.
But in 1973, he was able to get this old, rundown, dilapidated, Victorian-built venue called the Casino.
Right.
And the amazing thing about that place, it was nobody used it. It was my dad, who, obviously a different generation, used to go there. It used to be a dance hall back then. Very highly sprung dance floor, somewhat similar to the Commodore
was,
in Vancouver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but about twice the size. And stage, very minimal as far as lighting goes, just a couple of neon kind of glow-in-the-dark lights, you know, the purple ones, and that was about it. And a sound system and this big, huge dance floor, and more importantly, a balcony, a big, huge balcony that you could walk around. And they started off doing it once a week, and they had basically went from about 12 o'clock midnight to about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they couldn't sell alcohol, and they sell Coca-Cola and candy bars, and basically people survived on that for the all night. And it started off small.
Right.
And he was the only DJ, and then, but in a very short time, it took off. And within a very short time, people were coming from all over. Wigan's on the main north to south on the west coast train line.
Okay.
And so people coming from Scotland, people started coming in from London, people started coming from all over the country.
Right.
And for up here from 73 to 81, this old Victorian dance hall just kept the scene going, and it was legends are made out of that kind of thing. And I'd been there a couple of times. A lot of people from my high school, a lot of underage people would get in there. And what they did, they had a membership. I think it was £1 to be a member. And at its peak, it had something like 150,000 members. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about that scene was that they tried to kind of turn it into a pop scene. And they had a number of songs that came out. Wigan's Chosen Few, Footsie, a band called Wigan's Ovation. They had a song called Skiing the Snow, which was a cover. But it failed as mm-hmm. as a popular music form, because it really excelled, as I was saying earlier, it really excelled in the rarity and the more obscure. So it was very non-conformist in that way, is that the music was... It wasn't pop. It was good. Sound was great for dancing to, but you couldn't reinvent the wheel. It was most of the music was already out there.
Yeah.
And part of the skill of the DJs was to find it and go digging in the record company's vaults or mm-hmm. wherever. You know, the song Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Yeah. That's where that came from, right? I mean, Russ Winston Lee... went over to the United States, was allowed to kind of dig around a bit, and I said, have you got anything here that's, not been put out? And that was the quintessential Northern Soul song.
Right.
And, it went on from there, and it got bigger and bigger, and it kind of got to its peak at about 77, 78.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, people... I started, it started to be... One of the things that supposedly really did knock it down a few pegs or two was the documentary that Granada did on it called This England. Mm-hmm. And essentially, did a big expose on it. Good, mm-hmm. in very positive light, but it took it to the mainstream and in a documentary, and it made it even more popular. And for those of you who thought it was more of an exclusive club, it was a bit of a turn in the wrong direction, because it was becoming more popular.
Right.
Of course, the venue loved it because it had lineups outside going round the block. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it burned down. And they had the last one. The place closed down in 1981. And I think they had about three final nights. And then it finally did close down. And then about a month after it closed down, the place mysteriously caught fire and burned down to the ground and sat as a vacant lot for almost 30 years, which is the sad thing, is that eventually they built a big, huge, horrible-looking shopping mall. I was there back in February.
Must have been very recently then, if it was...
It was back... I'd done it about 3 years ago.
Okay. All
right. And but it was a vacant lot for a long time, and the only thing remnant now there is something called the Casino Cafe.
Okay.
A little bit of a museum there now. Mm-hmm. And they had the 35th anniversary on the site last year. Mm-hmm. And... 2008, sorry. Mm-hmm. And basically, you had a whole bunch of people doing Northern Soul dancing and Dean Parrish singing I'm On My Way in mm-hmm. a shopping mall. But it was on the site, at least.
Well,
and, that was, So it's lots of many, many interesting stories that go with this. And, of course, the casino at the all-nighter had many, many great artists play there. Jackie Wilson, Edwin Starr, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Mm-hmm. About every soul performer out there played there. The legend is that James Brown himself went there, saw the place, and said, this is not for me, and left. So that's a legend. I don't know how true that is.
It's apocryphal.
It could be true. Could be true.
True enough. So, it's great hearing those stories, because really, you really get a sense of what it was actually like to be there. We're going to continue in just a few minutes. My guest is Ian Gregson, as you heard, a veteran of the Wigan Casino Northern Soul scene, also founding member of the All Nighters. We're going to talk about them, a local group, Northern Soul tribute band, and also we're going to talk about the local scene a little bit more. But you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and it's time for a couple of announcements. But after that, we're going to hear some music by The Impressions off of the Soul Survivors 2, 25 years of the Wigan Casino, and some other stuff as well. So do stay tuned.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey,
as far as I'm so bad, my
time's a bird. Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Cheating, wishing you had never met, 'cause you've been cheating. Did you know lies can't be seen in your eyes? And from wrong you'll never be free. No use in crying, you've been lying, you've been cheating. Suspecting, I know. Ooh, ooh, you don't want me. Cookies crumble, and that's how it goes.
Trying to indicate my state of mind, I turn you on. I tell you that I'm laughing just to keep from crying. Pretty music, when you hear it, keep on trying to get near it. A little rhythm for your spirit. Oh, but that's what it's for. Come on in, here's the door. And I've seen a sparrow high and waste his time in the sky. He thinks it's easy to fly. He's just a little bit freer than I. Now here's a mystery, and maybe you can help to make it clear to me. When you're fast asleep, then what is it that's lighting up the dreams you see? All of your tears, I can't conceal it. And all of your prayers may not reveal it. You got soul so you can feel it. And when you make the scene, will you?
when you find folks are giving you the runaround, keep your game uptight. And if you must, just take your secrets underground. Now politicians are trying to speech you. Mad color watchers are trying to teach you. Very few will really try to reach you. If you're lost in a stack, that's okay. Come on, black. Now I'd be the last to deny that I'm just an average guy. And don't you know each little bird sky is just a little bit freer than I. Hey, ordinary Joe, although they say you're just a lazy so-and-so, what they think is real is nothing but an animated puppet show. So don't let time and space confuse you, and don't let name and form abuse you. When you think Joe Williams blues you, in the light of the sun you can see how they run. Oh, I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. And don't you know he thinks it's easy to fly? He's just a little bit freer than I. Thank you.
Kids Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Let's wear it on our face. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And welcome to back to Shake Your Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. You can tell it's starting to get a bit late. My name is Jason, and I have with me Ian Gregson of the a few different institutions, the local band, the All Nighters, also the Biltmore Classics Dance Party, monthly soul event, Northern Soul, and other related genres that happens once a month. Also a veteran of the Wigan Casino Northern Soul scene in the 70s. And we just heard off of a Chess Northern Soul compilation put out by Mojo Magazine, really one of my favorite music magazines around. And we heard Denise LaSalle with A Love Reputation, The Dells with Wear It On Her Face, Ramsey Lewis with Wade in the Water, and Terry Collier before that with Ordinary Joe, and The Impressions with You've Been Cheatin'. That was off of a different compilation called Soul Survivors 2, 25 Years of the Wigan Casino. And we'll just do a little bit more on a couple of these original Northern Soul scenes, and then we're going to kind of shift gears a bit and get a little bit more local. Now, of course, the Wigan wasn't the only, as you've alluded to, the only scene.
Right.
You mentioned that the Twisted Wheel had been around before, and when a lot of what was Northern Soul was first released. And then it was Blackpool Mecca.
Yeah.
Experiences, yeah, comparisons.
I mean, all Northern venues, and maybe should say where the term Northern Soul came from, yep, was actually from a record store in London, which is a bit ironic. But the owner of the store was noticing that when Northern towns came to play soccer.
This is
soccer,
Dave.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. But yes, that was him. And he basically, coined the term Northern Soul because this is the kind of music that people from the North seemed to be buying in his store.
That's right.
And needed a category because it was obviously different than a lot of the other stuff that he was selling.
Selling, right.
And, we're on it. We mentioned that Soul Survivors 2 CD. That's a really good compilation. That comes part and package. That was put together by Russ Winstonley, who was the original Wigan Casino DJ.
Right.
And I picked this CD up from him when I was over there back in 2002.
Right.
By no small coincidence, he was the DJ at my high school reunion.
Wow. In
2002.
Right.
And he played a lot of great soul tracks. I had the opportunity to go over to his house and have a chat about his DJ work. And when I was younger, he ran a shop in Holgate in Wigan called Russ's Rock and Soul Shop. And he would sell basically any kind of import. So you would get the Atlantic catalog. I picked up like the original version of Whole Lot of Love by Zeppelin or Rock and Roll, which you couldn't get.
Right.
Wasn't released in the UK for, one of Britain's biggest ever bands.
No kidding.
And you would pick up a lot of, but, he was picking up a lot of Northern Soul at the time and picking up rock at the same time as well from the same suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had this great big rock and soul scene going on in Wigan because Russ was perpetrating that through his his small store, and that's essentially what Wigan Casino was about. Not only did it have Northern Soul, but it also had a little back room called Mr. M's, and what would happen? They were connected by a little adjoining doors. And on Friday and Saturday nights, they would have rock bands and basically a rock disco going on in Mr. M's till about 11:30. And there was about a gap, about half an hour gap between when the rock music stopped and the soul music began. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, logistically, they would run into each other. And it was always a pretty nasty scene because you would get Wigan Casino going on one side of the doors and these rockers, big greasy rockers with, you know, Richie Blackmore is God on their back. And there would be fights, fight between these two very ardent groups of fanatical music. And, those things have not changed. I mean, it's the revival of mod music in Quadrophenia, which came out in what, 79 or 80 or something like that, also inspired people like Mark Almond, who went on to have a worldwide hit with his version of Tainted Love,
right,
which he heard at the Wigan Casino being played by Ross Winstall. Yeah.
DJ'd by, yeah.
And,
a lot of people are still surprised that the Soft Cell didn't originate that song.
It's a very old song. It came out in 1966. She was like 15 years old or something like that when that came out.
Later, she was almost Mrs. Mark Bolan, was she not?
She was in the Mini with, actually driving the Mini that Mark Bolan was killed in. It's a sad story about Gloria Jones. I mean, a lot of Mark Bolan fans saw her as a very... splitting up between him and his wife and all kinds of stories. I think she became a nun in West Africa or something.
I have no idea.
All kinds of stories floating around. But this is the funny thing about this kind of music is that, a person could have a single out and then disappear and go back into the regular workforce and disappear. Mm-hmm. And you see it on some of these Ian Levine revival videos, is that these people are totally blown away that there's people are listening to their music still in England. Mm-hmm. And whereas in North America, nobody even remembers who they were the first time around.
Most of them are from North America.
Exactly. And so they go over there, and I was just watching a video the other day of a kind of a revival concert of some original performers, the late Edwin Starr, to name but a few, and Gene Chandler was another one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And put together by Ian Levine, and... Yeah, it was just amazing because, I mean, some of them were playing to backing track, but some of them had live music and very, very, lots of energy. Mm-hmm. And very, very impressive. And it's a great music because it's very upbeat. Mm-hmm. And it really lifts you, right? And that's, I think, in when times get tough, people really want that.
Yeah,
that's maybe another reason.
That might be a reason why we're getting this right now.
Is that
at swing in the '30s?
Exactly.
Look at a lot of other things. Yeah,
tough economic times. People want to get away, and people used to escape in television. But I find probably television is as much a downer as anything, a contributing factor to it. But music. It's always much more, has more of an interpretation to it, more subject to people's whims, shall we say. I think listening to songs a good one is like Higher and High by Jackie Wilson. You listen to that song, and the song itself is obviously called Higher and Higher. Mm-hmm. But that expression of love, could be between you and God, could be between you and your girlfriend or your boyfriend. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But it just lifts you. And I think that's probably the theme tune to so many other songs, is that this music really does take you away from if you've got troubles. And it's really good music for that.
Right. So going from the Wigan to the Blackpool Mecca, this is a compilation. Let me just... see this the right way around. Okay, this is a compilation called The Northern Soul Story. This is volume 3 is dedicated to the scene in Blackpool, the Blackpool Mecca. We're going to hear a track by the MVPs.
Yeah, and this one was featured on the England video as the it inspired the Once Upon a Time in America. Once Upon a Time in America. Once Upon a Time in Wigan play.
Yeah.
And this is just, I really should suggest people go and look at that on YouTube. This England Wigan Casino, and look at some. I mean, just look at the dancing that they're doing at Wigan Casino in that period. You know, it's pre break dancing.
Very athletic. Absolutely,
very athletic. Lots of twists and jumps and. The people look made out of rubber to me. But anyway, this was an interesting song because it really didn't qualify as a soul tune, but it really is. And that's one of the interesting contradictions about the Northern Soul scene is it doesn't have to be a classic Northern Soul sound. Right. You look at somebody like Dean Parrish, who's Italian, you know, from Italian descent, white.
Right.
But he's got that great soul voice that sounds, you know, like he was made for it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another one that falls into that category.
And let's hear that. The MVPs with Turning My Heartbeat up on CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen to the sound of the drummer thump into the beat of my heart. Hear that bass, he can't keep the pace. It's tearing my brain apart. Whoa, I never ever felt like this before. But all I can say is, Mama, give me some more. Turning my heartbeat up, ooh, turning my heartbeat up. It's getting harder. Turning my heartbeat up, ooh, ooh, ooh. Turning my heartbeat up. Of the cymbals, like the ringing in my ear. Feel those horns starting to get warm, like the fire that's burning here. I got a little volcano about to erupt. It's getting harder. Turning my heartbeat up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turning my heartbeat up.
Let me see you shake a tail feather. turn around and hurt you some more now.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
And yes, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Just to point out that if you want to hear any previous programs, including this one, you can hear them in the form of podcasts. You can go to CITR.ca, click on shows, click on Shake a Tail Feather, and you get a list of previous shows. This one will be added to that list this weekend. Also, subscribe and have them delivered to your door, as it will. So do that, because that is a service we offer. So you can have us come to you, our shows come to you, rather than the other way around. Before the break, we heard, Jason Hoover Jr. and the All-Nighters with a version of Jason Hoover Jr.'s father, Jason Hoover Sr., his 1968 soul hit locally. I'm not sure about across the country, but certainly locally a hit, King Size. Before that, we heard a series of songs from the Northern Souls Story, Volumes 1 and 3. From Volume 3, Blackpool Mecca, we heard the MVPs with Turning My Heartbeat Up. And from Volume 1, The Twisted Wheel, we heard James and Bobby Purify with Shake a Tail Feather. Wonder why I played that. Shirley Ellis with Soul Time and Bob Kuban and the Inmen with The Cheater. And but bringing Mr. Searles back to the All-Nighters and the track we heard, that is a recent track.
Yeah. Yeah, that was recorded at the Backstage Lounge back on January the 14th this year.
Okay.
And I've been working with Parker Henderson, who's Jason Hoover's son, Jason Hoover being a stage name.
Right.
And basically we met at the Admiral in Burnaby. I was looking for a new singer for the band, and I ran into Christine Best,
okay,
who's currently the singer with the Epics.
Right, another group. Yeah,
and they played recently at the Biltmore too. By no small coincidence, they're playing at the Admiral tonight and tomorrow, and cool. I should also recommend that people get out there at the Admiral, Old Admiral Pub in Burnaby. Listen to some old soul. I think Jason Hoover Jr. is going to be singing there as well.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a singer and ran into Parker and we had a chat, and it seems like we had some common ground, some common interest in his dad being Jason Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we'd give it a shot. We've been doing it since August last year, and been rehearsing, and it's coming out. We're playing, you know, we played a few gigs. We played Backstage Lounge. We played we play at the Great Bear Pub in Burnaby.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few gigs coming up. We've got one at the Biltmore coming up in. We're taking a bit of a rest right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing at the Biltmore, and we're playing at the in the House Festival coming up in June in East Vancouver, which is kind of an interesting, you get to play in people's houses.
Oh, right. You're going to be on Williams.
Yes.
That's in my neighborhood.
A big house, and the Epics played it. And
won't that be something? Okay,
Play it on. It'll be a Sunday afternoon gig, June the 6th, I think it'll be.
Well, that's so, mere blocks from where I live, so
you got to come and see that one.
Yeah.
But in previous to working with Parker, I was working with my own kind of operation. Parker and I are kind of partnering this one.
Mm-hmm.
My own band was Mr. M and the All-Nighters, and that mm-hmm. Mr. M's was, as I was saying earlier, a back room of the Wigan Casino. And this was more strictly a tribute to Northern Soul,
mm-hmm, right,
in band form as opposed to DJ form.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we recorded a CD at the Canada Day celebration in North Vancouver.
Right.
And it went quite well. Luckily, it was a great day. And the band was on form. It was a nice outdoor environment, good acoustics, and a favorable crowd. And we recorded some classic Northern Soul tunes, plus some some regular soul tunes as well.
Right. Green Onions is on here.
Yeah, we do a whole bunch of things, and I just put that out just to kind of see if people were interested in that kind of thing.
Sure.
And I went over to the UK in February. I went to Camden in London, particularly a jazz cafe, just to see if we could get any interest and get some gigs going. And the jazz cafe wanted us to play there, but we needed, to get the whole band over. And obviously, pretty big and good undertaking, and we'd have to get about at least a dozen gigs over there to do that. We weren't quite ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, the possibilities are there. We've been playing around in Vancouver now for 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what we've seen, certainly in the last 3 years, is generally more interested, people more interested in this kind of music. The Astoria has started up, and the Biltmore is getting going. And there's also another event going on this weekend at the Chapel.
Right. Okay.
And that's Saturday night at the Chapel on the downtown east side, and that'll be a great gig as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of soul going on there, and there's just general kind of movement towards this good music, and I think it can be deliverable either as DJs or in the music with musicians and bands. There's a few bands around that are playing this kind of material.
Right.
And one of them is the Epics, and they're doing, a great job. They've been around
since back in...
Yes. They were back in 1963, and they, they played on... with Jason Hoover was the original singer with the Epics. Right. And the scene is kind of having a bit of a renaissance, luckily, some of the original performers around. Mm-hmm. But the nature of Vancouver is quite isolated in its own way from the rest of North America.
Right.
By virtue of, geography and whatnot. And so you're going to get bands that are quite, big in town. It's hard for bands to travel south.
South.
Even much more harder than it was in the 60s.
Oh, sure.
Well, crossing the border is very difficult if you're going to do it legitimately.
Right.
A lot of bands don't.
Right.
But, and then going to Calgary, the next big town, is 12-hour drive.
Right.
We are kind of stuck up in the corner. It's not like in the UK where you can drive for 20 minutes and you're in a different town. Europe is the same kind of thing
as well. Of
course,
very, very condensed. I should say, before we hear our next track here off of that album that Ian was talking about, tomorrow night, Goldies is having Northern Soul night as well, and that is $5 covered. Starts at 10 o'clock. And come support a new Northern Soul happening presented by Classics Dance Party and featuring CITR's own David Love Jones, John Cougar, and Jared O'Dell. Rare Northern Soul night. Lots of people I hear talking about these nights everywhere that I've been. So do check it out. $5 cover, 100% rare tracks, Dress to Impress, it says, and have lots of fun. So off of that All-Nighters album, Live at Canada Day North Vancouver 2008, we were talking about Frank Wilson's Do I Love You. Let's hear the All-Nighters do that. We'll be back right after that track.
I'm not afraid to die.
And yes, we heard Mr. M and the All-Nighters live at Canada Day, North Vancouver 2008, doing a cover of Frank Wilson's obscure Motown number, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. And it's time to go. Pure is setting up for Vampire's Ball. And thank you for joining me, Ian.
You're most welcome.
It's a pleasure hearing about all this stuff. And yes, Northern Soul, as we pointed out, you can hear it in a lot of different places. Stay posted on Facebook for a lot of these different groups. I'll put some links on my own Shake a Tail Feather group, which you can join, by the way. You can email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, and I can send you some info. But you'll probably hear about it on the show, too. Next week, I'm doing, Monday is International Women's Day, so next Friday will be 3 hours, actually. I'm going to have an extended program of all female soul singers and musicians. So do stay tuned for that next week. And take us out. This is Jason Hoover Jr. and the All-Nighters and a song called Sing With Soul.
Come on. I want to hear a little more bass in this here, John. All right. Now, when I was a young man, I was raised on the Lower East Side of this city. And here is where I learned many things. You can say I got my schooling here, understand? See, I used to work at my daddy's bar, you dig? And here is where I learned the most important thing. You know what I mean? Soldier! Daddy's bar wasn't much, but it was very, 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 very fun. Talk about Georgia Sand, the local man. Let me tell you about it. I can remember it just like yesterday. When Georgia Sand, the local man, pulled up
a short pause for the cause, everybody. Some people are going to get back to moving. Some people are about to get to the drinking. But whatever you do, come back because we got more for you.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.